Monday night, Varelacha.
Yeah, I want to clarify something, since I made such a good joke last night and everybody laughed. So I want to clarify that it's not... I didn't mean to make leitzonos of Minhag of Klal Yisrael. There's a Ramon Yerideya that says that actually kissing the mezuzah probably has its source in a Ramon that says that when a person leaves the house, there's a minhag to place his hand on the mezuzah. He talks about just leaving and just placing the hand on the mezuzah, not kissing, and only by leaving. This is the Gra says that the source is the famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah by Uncle Sager, that the story with him happened when he expressed that Hashem was watching over the house. It's when he was leaving the house, he placed his hand on the door, and that's the reminder. So that's in the Ramah. The Kitzah Shulchan Aruch is the one that says that there's a minhag when walking in and out to kiss the mezuzah. He doesn't mention the Ramah. I mean, you know, it could be there's an inyan of chavivus hamitzvah, you kiss your tzitzis, you kiss the mezuzah. Some people have a minhag to kiss the sukkah when they leave it, you know, on either Shemini Atzeres or when on Hashanah Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael. So that comes from the Ramah. My point obviously was that the Rambam puts the stress is kishepogeya bo, that when you meet, when you bump into the mezuzah, when you walk in and out of your house, you should think about Achdus Hashem, Avos Hashem, and so on and so forth, as we quoted the Rambam yesterday, and that's really what you're supposed to be doing, and not to, just to swipe and give a kiss unthinkingly, as in all too many things, that's missing the point. Okay, in other words, the Rambam is mashma, you're supposed to make a special effort. Shepogeya bo, it's a very funny lashon. You know, when you meet up with the mezuzah, it means the Rambam wants to tell us to be aware that there's a mezuzah on the door when you walk in and out. So the kissing probably is supposed to do that also, not just chavivus hamitzvah, but pasha to make us aware. And that's what the Rambam says, you just place your hand on the mezuzah. Okay. Now, some hilchos mezuzah, as we said this week, we're going to be mesakein the leitzonos of Korach, mitzvah Shem. I think people are familiar with the idea that you have to be living in a house to have a chi of mezuzah. Chovas hador is the Lashon HaGemara. Now that takes on many forms. That means if you own a house but you don't live there, then it's not mechuyev in mezuzah. It also takes on the form of if you own a house and the renter lives there, it's the renter that's chayev in the mezuzah because of chovas hador. Now, it's a pasuk. You learn it out from a pasuk. But pashtus, it's like saying, you know, I think people are familiar with it, tzitzis. Like there's a mandir in the Gemara, you have to put tzitzis on a beged, even if it's laying in your drawer. And we paskin not like that. We paskin you only have to put on tzitzis when you're wearing it. So I think the pashtus way of understanding this din, that you have to be living in a house in order to be mechuyev in mezuzah, is like wearing the tzitzis. It's like wearing the tzitzis. Having a house is like the beged in your drawer, and living in the house is like wearing the tzitzis. You'll sell, but the seicher is mechuyev in mezuzah because of the idea of chovas hador also. There's actually a machlokas we've shown him if the seicher is mechuyev midyoraisa or midrabbanan to put up a mezuzah. The maskir is certainly potter because he's not living there. The socher has to put one up, but perhaps tak only midrabbanan because it's not his house. Rashi, when he talks about the socher being mechuyev, when Rashi in that sugya in Psachim, when it says that the because of chovas hador, that's where Rashi says because it's a shmira. Where Rashi interprets the gzeres hakosov that you put up a mezuzah, it's the chovah when you live there. He brings in the idea of, as we said yesterday, of mezuzah being a shmira. That's from Moshe's Raya from Rashi, that he holds that the shmira aspect of mezuzah is part of the etzem mitzvah. It seems to be Rashi's interpretation of this first and most crucial requirement that you live in the house. Okay? The minimum room size that needs any functional cheder in the house that's part of your living quarters, even if it's just the storage. But if you enter it, then it needs a mezuzah. Now, if you have a storage area which is not enterable, it's just, you can't enter it. It's just storage. You can't walk in. Then it's not mechuyev in mezuzah. But if you could walk in, then it's mechuyev in mezuzah, even if it's just used for storage. That's called dira, a dira function. It has to be 4x4 amos. If it's 16 square amos, but not 4x4, it's a shaila, and you should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. And some achronim hold that any functional room, let's say a laundry room, even if it's less than 16 square amos, but if it serves a significant function and it works, then it's mechuyev in mezuzah also, or a walk-in closet and the like. But the closet is not a walk-in closet. If you don't walk in, that's not. It's not a Pesach. It's not a, and therefore it needs no mezuzah.